NASCAR will hold its penultimate race of the season this Sunday. There are only about 45 minutes left in the show, so I can't read the name of the race. It's quite lengthy. But I can tell you it will take place in Phoenix and that the excitement and the tension are running high. A field of 8 drivers will vie for 4 spots in the championship round, which is the final race on November 16th in Miami. Here to explain all the speed, the passion, and the fisticuffs that have characterized the 2014 chase for the Cup is ESPN's Brant James. Brant, welcome back to Only a Game.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Before we go any further, please explain the new Cup Series format. How does it work? How does it differ from the format it replaced? And if there's time, perhaps you can tell me how often it has changed.
Well, yeah, the new format was instituted this year. The emphasis this season is on winning because many of the past championships have been decided by a process that's become the bane of NASCAR called points racing, which is you want to finish in the top 10, that's pretty good. If you can finish in the top 5, that's great. And you may not necessarily need to win a race in the playoffs to take the big trophy at the end of the year at Homestead. Basically, what they've done is they've created a tournament. It's still a 10-race playoff, but it's broken into 3 rounds. If you win a race in the first 3-race segment, you advance to the next round. And basically, it's like that all the way through. They're in the 3rd round now, about to wrap that up in Phoenix. Basically, what this system has done has shaken the drivers' brains up like a big snow globe. They're fairly crazy people anyway. They're trained to, you know, chase the shiny trophies and the paychecks, and they want to win. That's what their job is. That's why they've risen to this high, high level. But this new system where you can't really points race anymore makes winning right now really important, and it's starting to affect immediate decisions at 200 miles an hour on the final laps of races, and guys are running into each other a lot more, and they're getting very angry about it, and sometimes they take off their helmets and they start shoving and pushing and punching each other after races. So it's quite the to-do, and I would imagine in the big corporate offices of NASCAR, they've got to be sort of drumming their fingers together and say, exactly as we hoped.
That's a little scary. More guys running into each other at 200 miles an hour is exactly what they'd hoped?
Well, I mean, we're sitting here talking about it. That's a plus for them. You know, today's show, they're showing highlights of guys punching each other, not winning races where everyone is getting along. So more eyeballs watching and more people talking about it. And, you know, ultimately, they hope more people watching the entire race on a Sunday or buying a nice T-shirt or even buying a ticket and coming out and smelling some gas fumes.
You seem to be suggesting that the new format was responsible for last weekend's fight between Jeff Gordon and Brad Keselowski. It broke out after a race at the Texas Motor Speedway. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, this one I think is absolutely about that. In the final laps of the race, Jeff Gordon, a 4-time champion, he was leading the race and he was leading in the points. He's having a renaissance season. You could hear the violins and you could see the butterflies, and this is just a wonderful story of him marching to Homestead to try and win a 5th championship in his 40s. Brad Keselowski is lower down in the standings, and he must win. He will not make the final in Homestead unless he wins. So he did what Brad Keselowski in that situation is supposed to do. He mashed it, and he tried to put his car through a gap that really wasn't there anymore. And in the process, a piece of metal on the side of his car cut Jeff Gordon's tire. Tire goes down. Jeff Gordon spins, finishes 29th, and he's barely hanging on to make it to Homestead now for the final. So Jeff Gordon was very angry. It looks like there's just going to be a lot of finger-pointing until Kevin Harvick, who's just a prime instigator, basically shoves Keselowski in the back into the fray, and the fray sort of consumed him, and fists and haymakers and foul words, and it's off.
Brad Keselowski has earned a reputation for dangerous driving. Will he need to keep his emotions in check this weekend, and will he be able to?
I think he'll be fine. Keselowski is an outstanding driver. I mean, you have to be really to be an elite at that level. He's a former champion. Just 2 years ago, he was a champion. I don't think that he will change how he drives at all. He's still got to go for it, even more. He has to do the same thing in Phoenix. The question is if there's any of his competitors out there that are so angry that they're willing to ruin their day by wrecking him and taking him out. If that's going to happen, you should set your DVR just in case because it'll be an even bigger brawl afterwards.
Which of the 8 drivers still in contention do you think will emerge from this weekend's race and race for all the marbles next weekend?
I think Jeff Gordon will hold on. He's just been really good in the chase. I think Joey Logano will make it because he's also been very consistent too. I think Matt Kenseth will sneak in. oddly, he's a winless driver. I think a lot of us in the NASCAR media corps who sort of like chaos are hoping that, you know, to get a driver in that final mix who has not won and just see, you know, what the reaction would be if a driver who hasn't won a race wins a championship in a season when winning is, you know, hyper-incentivized. And I think Kevin Harvick will make it. He's won three of the last four at Phoenix. He's extremely good there. So those are my four.
Brant James covers NASCAR for ESPN. Brant, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Always fun. Thanks for having me.